activity to keep him company. I withdrew and listened to KPFA playing Baroque music better left forgotten. That was how I first heard Edgar Barefoot, who impressed me initially as a jerk-off, with his little voice and that tone of savoring his own cerebral activity immensely, delighting like a 2-year-old in each successive satori. There's evidence that I was the only person in the Bay Area who felt that way. I changed my mind later. KPFA started broadcasting Barefoot's taped lectures late at night, and I would listen while I tried to get to sleep. When you're half asleep, all that monotonous intoning makes sense. Several people explained to me once that subliminal messages had been inserted in all the programs aired in the Bay Area around 1973, almost certainly by Martians. The message I got from listening to Barefoot seemed to be, "You're actually a good person, and you shouldn't let anyone else determine your life." Anyhow, I got to sleep more and more readily as time passed. I forgot Jeff and the light that had gone out when he died, except that now and then an incident would pop into existence in my mind, usually regarding some crisis in the co-op on University Avenue. Jeff used to get into fights in the co-op. I thought it was funny. So now I realized as I walked up the gangplank onto Edgar Barefoot's cushy houseboat, I will date my going to this seminar by John Lennon's murder. The two events are, for me, of a seamless whole. What a way to start understanding, I thought. Go back home and smoke a number. Forget the wimpy voice of enlightenment. This is a time of guns. You can do nothing, enlightened or otherwise. You're a record clerk with a degree in liberal arts from Cal. The best lack all conviction, something like that. What rough beast slouches toward Bethlehem to be born? A creature with bad posture, nightmare of the world. We had a test on Yates. I got an A-. I was good. I used to be able to sit on the floor all day eating cheese and drinking goat's milk, figuring out the longest novel. I have read all the long novels. I graduated from Cal. I live in Berkeley. I read The Remembrance of Things Past, and I remember nothing. I came out the door I went in, as the saying goes. It did me no good, all those years in the library, waiting for my number to light up, signifying that my book had been carried to the desk. That's true for a lot of people, most likely. But those remain in my mind as good years in which we had more cunning than is generally recognized. We knew exactly what we had to do. The Nixon regime had to go. We did what we did deliberately, and none of us regrets it. Jeff Archer is dead now. John Lennon is dead as of today. Other dead people lie along the path, as if something fairly large passed by. Maybe the Sufis, with their conviction about God's innate beauty, can make me happy. Maybe this is why I'm marching up the gangplank to this plush houseboat. A plan is fulfilled in which all the sad deaths add up to something instead of nothing, somehow get converted to joy. A terribly thin kid who resembled our friend Joe the Junkie stopped me, saying, "Ticket? You mean this thing?" From my purse I got out the printed card that Barefoot had mailed me upon receipt of my $100. In California you buy enlightenment the way you buy peas at the supermarket, by size and by weight. "I'd like 4 pounds of enlightenment," I said to myself. "No, better make that 10 pounds. I'm really running short." "Go to the rear of the boat," the skinny youth said. "And you have a nice day," I said. When one catches sight of Edgar Barefoot for the first time, one says, "He fixes car transmissions." He stands about 5'6", and because he weighs so much, you get the impression that he survives on junk food, by and large hamburgers. He is bald. For this area of the world at this time in human civilization, he dresses all wrong. He wears a long wool coat and the most ordinary brown pants and blue cotton shirt, but his shoes appear to be expensive. I don't know if you can call that thing around his neck a tie. They tried to hang him, perhaps, and he proved too heavy. He broke the rope and continued on about his business. Enlightenment and survival are intermingled, I said to myself as I took a seat. Cheap folding chairs, and already a few people here and there, mostly young.